This is where we meet, sharing conversations from New Mexico and beyond. I'm Alice Morillon, and this show is supported by the Northern Rio Grande National Heritage Area. Taos Center for the Arts would like to recognize that it operates on the homelands of the Red Willow people of Taos Pueblo. We'd like to honor the ongoing dedication and importance of Native and Indigenous cultures within our community and within the land we live, learn, and exist on. Our guest today is Cipriano Vigil. Vigil is a renowned Northern New Mexico musician whose work has been acknowledged in many ways, including being recognized as a living treasure in New Mexico for his work with folk art. In December of 2023, I went to meet him in El Rito, where he lives with his wife. His son, Cipriano Vigil Jr., was also there, and together they performed a couple songs for our microphones. The conversation recorded that day is edited into two radio segments. You are listening to the second one. The first part of our conversation is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Look for Where We Meet, a production of the Taos Center for the Arts. Vigil's life connects music, education, and language. Vigil has recorded hours of music and wrote a book called New Mexican Folk Music, or Cancionero del Folclore Nuevo Mexicano. Today, Vigil works with schools, teaching young people in New Mexico about music and instruments. In this episode, Cipriano Vigil and his son, Cipriano Vigil Jr., perform two live songs. They start with La Llorona, and the instrument that you hear coming in after the guitar is, yes, a saw. I hope you enjoy.
Is that for the wailing?
Negro llorona, negro pe- las estrellas te abajará. La luna tú si es luciera y llorona con el sol te coronará. La luna
basically, what this is just a traditional song that was brought up of legends of New Mexico. So, like, how La Llorona brought up...
La Llorona, yeah. Well, the original one started back in Mexico. The original story, that, as far as I understand, was during the time when Cortés came from Spain to Mexico to conquer the Aztecs empire under the rule of Moctezuma. Well, he couldn't because Moctezuma's empire was very powerful. And of course, Cortés met Malinche, the Mayan princess, that could master a language in 2-3 days. And in 3 days, he mastered Spanish. So he started courting her. And of course, Malinche had never seen anybody with a red beard and six legs, you know, because we were riding on horses. And so... she finally fell in love with him, and they started courting. They had two kids. And then through Malinche, Cortés was able to get into the empire of Moctezuma's, because now he was part of the family. And then they call it in history the Noche Triste, because Cortés was able to defeat Moctezuma. They got him all drunk, and then they killed him. But anyway, after a while, Cortés and Malinche had two children, and then Cortés got an email from Spain to go back to Spain, but he couldn't take Malinche because she was a savage. She was an Indian, you know, and they considered them as savages. So Malinche, when Cortés told her that he was going to go and take his children over there, she said, if I'm not going, you're not going to take my children either. So she went and drowned them on the lake where it's called Tenochtitlan, where Mexico City sits now. It used to be a huge lake. That's where she drowned them, and they could hear her wailing all night long while when she drowned them. And then that's the original legend, and that's why they call her La Llorona. In New Mexico, it was a different version, though it was basically the same thing, but it was this beautiful woman married to a real handsome guy. They had two children, and then the guy left her for another woman, and she blamed the kids, so she went and threw them in the Rio Grande when the water was really risen. But after she threw him, she had a change of heart, and she wanted to get him. And so we were running back and forth trying to get him out, but she couldn't. And that's the legend of La Llorona, so in the northern New Mexico. But that legend has spread all over the world. There's versions in Japan, there's versions in Europe, and almost everywhere in the world, you know. Probably not the same format, but more or less anyway. Yeah. And that's what the song talks about. So that's the legend of La Llorona. And we used to use that. My parents used it with us when we were little kids, not to get near the water. And we used it with our kids when there was mom, when we would go camping. We'd tell them, if you go near the river, the Llorona will get you, you know. Keep him safe, in other words, you know, from danger. And I'm sure he probably uses it the same with his own children now. Want to do no Mexico lindo y querido?
Sure.
Okay. We'll do it in the key of D. Play the lead. Picture. Now that song talks about New Mexico, so beautiful and so lovable. The refrain, the chorus, says, if I happen to die, using the word navigating, away from New Mexico, I want New Mexico to spread out its wings and bring me back home.
Thank you to Cipriano Vigil and Cipriano Vigil Jr. for sharing their music and context around it. Where We Meet comes from Taos Center for the Arts in Taos, New Mexico, and is supported by the Northern Rio Grande National Heritage Area. Producers include Chelsea Reedy, Alice Morillon, and Honor Forster Smith. On Where We Meet, we share conversations from New Mexico and beyond. Thanks for listening. Be well.